Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Klaverkamp here filling in for Mick Kerr this entire week. Mike might be back next weekend. Next week, we don't know yet. See how that goes. Let's get to it. The Environmental Protection Agency announced a new proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, and the reaction from U.S. agriculture groups is mostly positive. They've been, you know, battling for new WOTUS rules for, well, years now, basically, ever since I started working here. Has been WOTUS has just been in the news with the Biden administration, now the Trump administration. Mary Thomas Hart, the chief counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talked about the proposal.
Yes, it is once again WOTUS week. So, you know, coming into the new administration, we kind of urged EPA to let WOTUS lie, focus on other priorities. But we said, you know, if you're going to rewrite the WOTUS rule, if you're going to give us a new definition of WOTUS, make it really good. And certainly EPA delivered on that promise. So today we saw an announcement of a new proposed WOTUS definition that very nearly follows NCBA's exact recommendations, not only to EPA in prior administrations, but also to the Supreme Court in our amicus brief written in 2023.
The new proposal does a much better job at following the Supreme Court decision in the landmark Sackett v. EPA case.
You know, I think it's important to start with the Sackett decision that we got from the Supreme Court pretty recently that put EPA in a much smaller box when it comes to asserting federal jurisdiction over waters and water bodies and wetlands across the United States. The unfortunate part of that decision was that it was dropped during an administration that was maybe reluctant at best to follow it. So we had some kind of half-hearted attempts to implement that rule, and that was what we saw in the WOTUS definition that came out of the Biden administration. And fortunately, we have an administration that really saw that Supreme Court decision for what it was and worked really hard to put together a definition that balances protection of our nation's natural resources with protecting the interests of farmers and ranchers.
She talked about how the proposal better protects farmers and ranchers.
I think the most important thing that we see in this rule is an attempt or an effort to make sure that any landowner, not just a technical expert, not just an attorney, not just a wetland specialist, can go out, look at water features on their property, and at least make a preliminary determination about whether that feature is going to be subject to federal permitting. And they do that by requiring a two-part test or having a two-part test for potentially jurisdictional waters.
It better defines what constitutes a body of water under federal jurisdiction.
Any jurisdictional water not only will have relatively permanent flow, but will also have physical features like beds and banks to indicate that it carries enough water to actually kind of make a mark on the land, right? So we want to make sure that we're not regulating every trickle, but we also want to make sure that we're regulating water that's flowing fairly continuously. And I think with this rule, we're going to see every ephemeral out and most intermittent features out. So a water body has to be carrying water at least seasonally in order to be federally jurisdictional.
Again, that's Mary Thomas Hart of the NCBA. I remember WOTUS rules were really bad there for a while. Basically anything, like the ditch was essentially a water of the U.S. and just made no sense, right? It just didn't make any sense, the WOTUS rules at all. Felt like environmentalism going rampant. That's what it really did feel like. All right, we're going to take another quick step aside. You are listening to Inside Agriculture on this Friday morning as we get ready to wrap up this 8 o'clock hour.